Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a staycation, Macy's has everything you need. Summer's almost here, and I'm so excited to take a trip with Bryn. We are planning it right now. We are heading to Macy's before we pack to grab new shoes we can wear all day with anything. I'm excited to lay in the sun with key pieces from Macy's, like my new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirt. I am ready to relax and look and feel amazing. Oh, how good that sounds. Of course, I can't forget a new beach bag. I have been eyeing the collection of beach bags from Macy's, and I can't wait for you to see what I choose. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. So this is Mommy and me. Bryn and I have decided to do a podcast. We are going to have a conversation because we often talk about how we have different perspectives on things. Like, I see, it's like, did you ever hear the Rorschach test?
No.
It's that thing, they show a picture of an old woman, but it's, I think I showed it to you, but some people see the young woman, some people see the old woman.
Oh yeah.
Right? The Rorschach test, like, we see things differently. Like, I go into your room and I see all your pencils and everything on your bed, and I think it's getting filthy on there. And you think mom's just a nag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay, so here, what do you see? I see a young woman with a feather coming out of her head.
Same.
You see what I see?
There's nothing else to
see. No, there is something else to see. There's the old lady, but I can't see her right now. Oh, yeah. That's her big nose, and that's her mouth, and that's her chin. You saw
Oh, yeah, I do see.
So how fascinating is that? You never saw this before?
I've seen them.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, so we see the same thing, but you couldn't see the old lady. So what do you think of social media? What do you think of Instagram, and what do you think of TikTok?
I like it. It's fun.
And YouTube. Do you feel like...
I don't go on YouTube.
You don't go on YouTube. How often are you on TikTok or Instagram a day?
Like 2 hours.
All together?
Mm-hmm.
Which do you like better?
TikTok. Sometimes I watch Instagram Reels, but mostly just TikTok.
But you like being on Instagram more?
Yeah.
Why is that? Don't you think it's interesting?
Because TikTok is for my friends and Instagram for everyone else.
Interesting. And what about Snapchat?
Friends.
Snapchat and TikTok are for your friends. And why? If you, the things you do, like the Minfluencer and when you review products on Instagram, would you be embarrassed to do that on TikTok?
Yeah, I don't think I do that on TikTok.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like more, that's like business. You go to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite thing about me? And then your least favorite thing about me.
My favorite thing about you is you're funny.
Okay.
And I like you.
What's your least favorite thing?
Like, when you, like, come into a room that I'm in or whatever, and then you, like, point out everything, you're like, oh, you have this there, you have this there, like, you shouldn't do it, like, you have to change it, and then, like, it just, it's really annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I like about you?
Sure.
That you are very, you're infectious with your positivity and your smiliness and like your joie de vivre. And I don't like to say what I like least about you, but the teen years, which people have talked about, you've been pretty great the whole way, which sometimes is annoying because then you start to believe that and then, or I start to believe that and then you do something that'll disappoint me and then I'll get really frustrated because I haven't had the same experience as everyone else, like knocking on a desk while we're doing a podcast. But you're a pretty great kid, I have to say. You have the light, you're very sweet. You're a good kid. You're ultimately, do you feel like I'm strict?
Yeah.
1 to 10 of strictness, like, but like, in the world, strictness.
9.
You think I'm a 9 of strictness? Let's hear a few examples. This I can't wait for.
Well, you have all these rules about like me, like not being able to like walk outside like alone.
In New York City?
Yeah, which all my friends are allowed to. And you like have all these rules.
Wait a second. You walk in New York City. I don't control.
No, I know without friends, you like just don't like that.
I definitely don't want you walking around in the city without friends. Well, I mean, if it was, it depends on what neighborhood. It depends on what time. I mean, I definitely don't want you in the city walking around dark at 13 years old. So that's.
Sometimes, yeah. I feel like you're just really strict a lot. And like whenever I like do something, like whenever I like go downstairs into like the kitchen, it's like, what are you doing? And then I like can't do anything.
Well, sometimes when the kitchen's just been cleaned, you like to bomb the whole kitchen. But also, I think I'm strict because I don't let you get away with a ton. Like when you do something, I'm like on you about it because mm-hmm. I see what goes on with a lot of kids and many people that I know are having serious problems with their children. And I think that it's because they haven't dealt with it along the way. You can't, it's not, parenting isn't something you can just do. It's like cleaning up your room. You decide one day your room's a bomb went off and then one day out of 6 months, you're going to get garbage bags and clean it. But that's not a sustainable model. You can't go work out hard one day and it's going to put your body in shape. You have to stay on top of the case. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably like an artist or an actor or something.
An actor? Mm-hmm. You're getting into it? Are you going to take acting at school?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you an honest question. Mm-hmm. You're going into 9th grade next year. What year are kids having sex? Tell me the truth. I know you guys talk about it at school. I want to know.
Like 10th or 11th.
You guys, and are you already hearing about kids in school who are doing, like, is it reputation through the school?
No.
Then how would you know that that's 10th or 11th? Like,
because, like, that's, like, the normal.
Do kids play spin the bottle?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about drinking? Are kids drinking?
In my grade, some people.
In 8th grade, some kids are drinking?
Yeah.
And where are they getting it?
Like their older siblings.
They're getting it from their older siblings. Are people pressuring each other yet?
No.
Do you feel like that's happening next year?
No.
It's not. So the people that are drinking, are they, they're going and seeking it or it's because they're being pressured?
I don't know.
Then how do you know people are drinking?
Because I just know.
Okay. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I think it's like not old enough.
You think it's not old enough?
Yeah.
What do you think about, you and I have gone to Sephora together.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about what happened in Sephora, like with all the kids that were young? And I don't think it's just 10-year-olds, but have you ever seen it? And what do you think about it with all the kids going in?
I just feel like it's like not needed.
What's not needed?
All the like things on your face. It's just not needed.
So you agree with me that it's just too much stuff on your face.
And also like being disrespectful, like the products is like mean and like annoying and like.
You think it's disrespectful in the store and to the salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen it happen?
There's a lot of kids in Greenwich.
That do that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like a lot. Yeah.
It's dirty. So do you think that you used to think you needed more on your skin? Because I feel like there was a time when you cared about this stuff. Do you think you used to think you needed all this makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Like the highlighter and the primer and the setting spray and stuff that the kid.
Yeah.
So what is your skincare routine? Tell me your skincare routine. Okay,
so on most nights at my mom's house, I have mostly dermatologist prescribed skincare. So I use this, like, in the morning, I use, like, pads to, like, clean my face. And then...
After washing it.
Yeah, after washing it. And then I do this, like, thing. I don't
know. The Cleosin. It's like, it looks like a bingo stamper.
And then I put on, like, a Neutrogena moisturizer or, like... I really like the Drunk Elephant Water Facial.
Okay.
So you then I put, like, under eye cream on.
You put under eye cream on?
Yeah, because school, I have to get up super early.
Okay.
And then makeup? I put lash serum on. And then for school, like for a normal day of school, would I wear makeup? What do I wear for makeup?
Yes.
I would wear like Benetton. I ran out of Benetton. I just dropped it in my sink by accident.
You broke it or the stuff came out?
The stuff came out.
Okay, I'm sure I have a cheek tint for you.
And I put that on my lips and my cheeks, and then I either put mascara on or I curl my lashes.
What do you feel like there's a pressure that are there girls putting a full bead of makeup on in your grade?
Yeah.
Like full makeup?
Some people.
Do you think it affects?
Like one or two people.
So have you struggled with your skin?
No. Oh, yeah.
You did before?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that it was because of all the stuff?
No. I feel like it just, like, maybe not cleaning your skin as much or, like, not, like, being, like, touching your face or something.
Not being consistent about your skin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. On a 1 to 10 of being, 10 being secure, 0 being really insecure, what do you think you are?
Like an 8.5.
Do you think you're really secure?
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow the trends?
Some, if I like them.
Okay, let's talk about pop culture. Taylor Swift was coming on tour, and it was a thing, and I didn't even know. Paul told me tickets are coming on sale. It's going to be a big thing. I had no idea. I then started seeing stuff about it. And then I asked you, do you care? Because you didn't like her, and you said, I don't care. And someone offered me tickets in a box in Philadelphia, and I took them. And thank God I did, because I had a feeling that once it came around, you'd start to get into it. And then once you knew we had tickets, you started listening to all the songs. You got prepared for the album, Lover, and like we were off to the races. So how much do you love Taylor Swift now? Are you a Swiftie?
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie.
Full on?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. I just like her a lot, and I like all the eras. And, like, how they're all different. I just like all her songs. They're, like, nice.
What did you say last week about something about her work ethic or Japan?
Oh, she learned all of her songs in Japanese when she went on tour in Tokyo.
And didn't you say she's impressive? I thought it was it was impressive that you said she's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You're impressed.
I'm very impressed.
What do you think about her and Travis?
I don't know.
Tell me the truth. Tell the truth.
I think it's like, I don't see it.
It's funny because I don't think I see it either anymore. I mean, I never really did, but I think I
don't see it.
Why?
You know what I really see? I like Alex Earl and her boyfriend Braxton.
You like them, but like forever, like to get married?
Yeah, I think they're cute together. I like it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're a little Alex Earl-y. You're a little Alex Earl-y. You're a mixture between Alex Earl and Hailey Bieber, which is not a bad thing in 2024. Wait, so you like their couple goals to you?
Yeah.
Because they're, like, silly and cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is one thing I am good at? And what's one thing I'm bad at?
You're not good at volleyball.
Right. Okay. Like, guilty. No problem. I don't think I've ever played volleyball.
No, like, when you play with me, like, sometimes you, like, look funny.
I do.
You look really funny.
Great. Well, you have,
and we were playing on, like,
you have blue braces coming out of your teeth, so you look funny, too.
And we were playing, like, on a public beach. Not, like, a public beach, but we were playing on, like, a hotel beach where people were watching, and I asked you to play with me.
I was good. What do you mean?
You looked so weird.
Why did I look weird? It's just because it was me doing it. I'm very athletic, by the way.
No, you looked just so weird when you were doing it.
Why?
You looked just as weird.
Why?
Your face looked weird, and you did this, like, weird joke.
So you're not interested in it?
That I didn't like.
It turned you off? That's ick. That gave you the ick. Me doing volleyball. You don't want me to do that anymore. This is great.
No, That's amazing. I want you to do it.
No, because I don't need to do it. And I'm okay without doing it. No problem. That's hilarious. All right, what is your favorite item in my closet?
Or what is one thing I'm really bad at?
You're really bad at keeping it together when something goes wrong. Like you're really bad at achieving balance under pressure. Like when there's a situation, like there's a test coming. Or...
Are we sure?
Are you making a joke? What was that? What was that? I don't even understand. What was that?
I think I'm calm.
Okay. You had basketball. You.
Okay. I think I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. You had. She.
Okay.
I'm out. No.
No.
Okay. Yeah. What? I think what. Anything that you're about to do, if you're not great at immediately, you get extremely macro and frustrated and think it like defines your whole life.
Yeah.
Right? Like you'll say, I'm real, you'll cry that you're very stupid if you can't answer, you know, some questions that you're not supposed to know. Oh, do your Alexis impression, please.
I think some people should date other people, but I don't think those people should date you.
Do love that journey. Sit near.
Love that journey for me.
Diva, ew.
Ew, David.
Ew, David.
Ew.
Do you have an embarrassing mom story? The time that I've embarrassed you more than ever.
Ooh.
Besides volleyball.
Does it have to be about, can it be someone else who embarrassed me? Like, I'm like thinking and you said volleyball and made me think of something.
Sure. Do we know this person?
Yeah.
Who is it? Are they going to get mad that you say it?
No.
Okay, go.
Okay, one time. I was at a volleyball tournament, and my grandparents were, like, walking through, like, my team, where my team is, and my middle name is Casey, and I don't know why they did this, but they're walking past my team, and they're just, like, standing there, and they talk to my random teammate, and they're like, is her name Casey?
Whose name?
Is my name. And they're like, is her name Casey?
Why would they ask that?
I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to be funny or something. And they were like, is her name Casey? And I wanted to die.
But like, I don't even understand
it. I don't know
it.
Either. And then they were like, and I was like, awesome.
What about when I asked that eighth grader he did a great job in
band?
Oh,
banned. My God. That was not okay.
It's because completely okay. I said, you did a great, great job. And you freaked him. You go, no. And then someone came up to you and said, Bryn, great job. Like, thank you.
I know. Because but you said great job to someone who was, like, in the grade above me. But I said, my friend's dad said great job to me because they're my friend. And
but who cares?
He lives in my building.
How is that scary? Like, what could happen? Like, what would be scary? I said to an eighth grader that I didn't know was an eighth grade, great job. Why could that be scary? Like, what could be the consequences of that? What I just want to understand.
I just didn't love it. Remember when you bombed in front of that girl?
I did bomb. I did tell it on this podcast. When I bombed, I just went out. I forgot. There's a moment when they become, like, they go from, like, children to teens, and you don't know in that moment. They call it tween, but it's, like, not that clear. Because, like, one day, it's not baby sports, and, like, it's sports that matter. And one day... It's like you could never bring them like a balloon at school if they did a concert or something or flowers, which I thought I was going to do. She had a concert and I said, I'm going to get you like flowers or something. She had a panic attack. She freaked out. Like I was giving her like smiley face balloons on the day she got her first period at school. But I came into school to go to see her concert outside. And there's a girl that lives down the street from us in the Hamptons. So it's like convenient for Bryn to be friends with her. And I said, I know her mom. And we were talking. And then I said, oh, yeah, like, Bryn, Ari and Bryn are in the same class. Or, like, Ari and Bryn know each other. She looked like a boomerang. Look, her head spun around. Like, what the F are you doing? And I go, oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know what just happened. I thought you were, like, a kid and, like, Mommy and Me on the, like, the little choo-choo rug. It wasn't good.
It was not.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't fun.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Am I cool?
I feel like you are.
To your friends at school?
Some.
What does that mean? Some friends think I'm not cool? The face she's making? Her eyes are... It's okay. I'm going to be okay. Cool. Who doesn't think I'm cool? You don't have to name names, but like a boy or a girl? Some girls don't think I'm cool. And tell me why. That's okay. I want to hear.
Some.
I may not be cool.
Think you're strict.
Some girls think I'm strict. Good.
You're too strict.
Great. If you saw what the people wear the bat mitzvahs in her grade, am I wrong? Those like slutty Vegas little like tight spandex dresses. They're disgusting. The face she's making. What comment? I'd like to hear your answer.
I don't want to dress like that to one of them.
You wore a dress like that to
Not
one of them?
Not like that bad.
But what,
like,
the black one?
No.
Which one? The white one?
The red one.
The red one? Was I with you?
No.
Oh, so you're one of those girls.
No, I'm
I
not.
I need to see a picture.
I'm not one of those girls.
It's just, you didn't, you really?
No, I didn't. Wait. I'm just, okay. It was like, you know the red one I also wore on Halloween? Like with my costume?
Kind of, yeah.
That one.
Right, you flew too close to the sun.
I didn't fly too close. I flew like right there.
That's what it is. That's what too close is. You didn't fly into the sun. You didn't burn.
I was toasty.
Okay. You were toasty. All right. Do you feel good about it or you don't like it?
I don't know.
Are you going to do it again?
I don't know.
Okay. So one of your friends thinks I'm strict. Great. I'd love to be the strict.
The rest of them like you, though.
Well, some of them listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
It's the boys that listen to my podcast, yeah. Right? Is there any part of, like, having a mom that's public that's not great for you at school?
No.
It's all aces?
Or actually, yeah, if I like weird in a video or something, someone will like screenshot it and then send it to me. It's like weird.
Okay, but all in.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, we cannot lie because we have lie detectors. Have you had your first kiss? The face?
You know this, Mom.
No, like a real kiss.
Yes. I have.
Yes, you do. Where did it occur?
It occurred at a bat mitzvah, I think.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was at a bat mitzvah.
Okay.
It was either at a bat mitzvah or my friend's house.
On a Friday? One of those Friday friend things?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it memorable?
Yeah.
Was it that person's first kiss also?
I think so. I don't know.
Was it that person's first kiss?
I think so. Yeah.
Are you still friends with this person?
No.
You're not friends at all?
Not really.
Why?
Oh, yeah, kind of, actually.
Okay. Do you right now have any crushes? Be honest.
No.
You don't have, okay. Yeah, they're very in a boy-free environment right now. They're in a crush-free environment right now. Okay.
ASMR.
Is this off?
It's on. That's why we're doing a podcast. If we had matching tattoos, what would they be?
I want a heart on the back of my neck.
You think that's a cute idea in theory, or you're saying you want that?
I want it.
Okay, I love you so much and so deeply. So let's go get it. So if I said we could go right now to get tattoos, you'd say let's go get it at 13.
Yeah, can we get one?
Brynn, no. You would go right now and get a tattoo, but that's going to be there for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Hold on. If I said to you right now, we're getting in the car and we're going and we're getting tattoos, you would say yes.
Yes. We should.
No, but then it would be there forever.
Yeah. I would say yes. Let's go.
Would any of your friends say yes? Is this a thing kids are doing? Like, now I want to know.
I don't know. It's wrong.
So that would be you being a leader. Does anyone in your grade have a tattoo?
No. Can we go get one?
I don't
know. I can be the first one.
You could be the match. I'll be the rubber band or something. You'd be the trendsetter.
No, I would only do the heart on the back of my neck, and you would do it too.
I didn't think you were going to get a match. I was going to get a rubber band. It was just an expression.
Oh.
Remember that song?
I know. Wait, what if we acted? That would be so stupid if we got a match and a rubber band.
Off of a TikTok sound? Yes, it would be stupid. It would be
no,
stupid.
No, it's if you'll be the cash, I'll something. Be the rubber
fine,
band.
Fine, I forgot.
You imagine.
You could be the cat. Yeah.
Match in a few.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
I'm the reporter, baby. You could be right. The news. You're the cigarette. And I'm the smoker.
All right. Why don't you get a cigarette on the back of your neck?
Yeah, I want a heart. I feel like you'd do that. It would be great.
So you want to do that? Just like when we got Russian nails and the first gel manicure, 2 days off, they were off.
Oh, yeah. No, but this one won't come off.
No, it certainly won't come off. It's a tattoo.
I want one. Let's go do.
Today? You want to blow off your test tomorrow and just go get tattoos today?
As like a reward for doing my
thing. Oh, a reward. It's a reward.
As like a thank you.
How big is the heart? We'll draw it here on the page. You should draw the heart you're going to have since you're an artist.
No. It has to be perfect.
Yeah. No. You want that big on the back of your neck.
Okay, maybe not that big, but I don't know why you're just like being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
Like that.
Okay, you want that.
Yeah, can we do?
Sure.
Really?
Why? Yeah. No, I don't know. I have to
think. Can we do tomorrow? After my test?
I don't think so, but I have to think about it.
Because if you like me.
Okay. Well, maybe I don't. Okay. Who would you rather have lunch with? Adam Sandler, Taylor Swift, or Olivia Rodrigo?
Not Olivia Rodrigo. Adam Sandler or Taylor Swift.
You have to pick one.
Oh, no.
Yes.
At the same time.
No, we're picking one. That's really hard. You know who it is. I know who it is, too. I know.
It's Adam Sandler.
You'd pick... That's a big statement, everybody. You'd pick Adam Sandler over Taylor Swift?
Lip gloss ASMR.
You'd pick Adam Sandler over Taylor Swift?
Sure.
Just sure? I'm not forcing you to eat spinach. I'm just asking the question. Okay, I guess we're doing makeup
actually,
now.
Actually, no. Maybe Taylor Swift, because I already met Adam Sandler and like, where we go.
But who do you want to like hang out with and be friends with?
Adam Sandler, I guess. I don't know. Adam Swift. I just don't know.
All right, you're excused. What's the favorite TV show that we've ever watched together? I know my answer.
Montreal.
What? No. That we've watched together? No. That was an experience?
But One Tree Hill.
No, but this is
Oh
us.
My God. Oh.
What? No.
Oh my God.
You, no, I've got it. You didn't want.
The OC.
No, you didn't want to watch Schitt's Creek. When you were younger, I was.
One Tree Hill.
I was clipping her nails.
It's
and
One
so
Tree
she.
One Tree Hill.
It's not One Tree Hill.
It's One Tree Hill and Schitt's Creek, but I don't think it's.
But I had to tie you down because I was clipping your nails, and in the background, Schitt's Creek was on. She didn't want to watch it. She didn't like the title. She wasn't into it. And in the background, Schitt's Creek was on, and she started watching, and then she got hooked, and that was our pandemic show.
Yeah.
And then One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
We started Manifest. We started.
Oh, Manifest?
You hated, Dawson's Creek.
ugh, Dawson's. I forced myself. I hated it. It was just so annoying. And a lot of people don't like Dawson's Creek.
Oh, really? And Glee, we checked out.
Oh, I loved Glee.
Me too.
We didn't finish Glee.
We didn't finish New York era.
Yeah,
but we love Glee. All right, I love you. Go live a life.
Okay, I love you. You took all my highlighters, by the way.
That wasn't me. That was me. I didn't touch your stuff. Oh, no, you left them here because you're taking a test down here.
Love you.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's not my phone.
Okay, I love you too.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.